So, any emails you want to send me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Now, this is a text that we got on Monday. Oh, I was off on Monday, but I understand that you were flooded with texts like this about Big Weekend.
People were just trying to... On Monday, people just kept texting and saying that they thought they knew where it was, okay. And it was definitely coming to their town.
Time, 17:54, 16th of March. If I am right about Radio 1 Big Weekend being held in Milton Keynes this year, don't call me. If I am wrong, call me before 6 p.m. Nigel from Derby.
Right. Okay.
Right.
I think we might have forgotten to call him
back.
Did
you not call him, right?
No, couldn't be bothered.
Oh.
Time, 1800, 16th of March. Ah, well, it looks like I am right then. This year's Radio 1 Big Weekend will be held in Milton Keynes. Nigel from Derby.
No, Nigel, it's actually in Swindon this year on the 9th and 10th of May. Snow Patrol at N-Dubs confirmed already. I really hope you didn't put any money on that.
I don't think you seem persistent. I don't think the bookies take bets on where the Big Weekend is.
Really?
No, well, I would have thought it's open to... If they did, I would have maybe gone and put some...
A little flutter?
Yeah. But then that would maybe be
wrong.
Illegal.
Mm. Obviously, this week, things like this have started to happen a lot.
Dear Becky, I took part in the Barrioke last year with my colleague Barry Anns. I would really, really love a couple of tickets for the roadshow in Swindon. I live 15 miles from Swindon, and it would make my summer. You probably think, what a cheek. But I have been racking my brains all morning, trying to think of ways to get my hands on some tickets. Then I remembered that we spoke with you last year. Please, please, please help me. Many thanks, Jeanette.
So that's a friend of someone who was one of the Barrys at Barrioke last year, wanted tickets.
You know, Give It To Me, Barry?
Yeah,
She did the Give It To Me, Barry.
Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah.
But now she thinks that she can get tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I like that. Dear Becky.
I offered tickets for Barrioke, but she didn't come, so...
So that's her chance been and gone.
Sorry about that, Jeanette. Oh, well, we've got a lot of those. So if yours isn't on, do apologise. But there's been quite a lot of the same kind of begging... for tickets type emails. Next.
Dear Scott, could you tell me what the surname of the drawmaster Matt on the National Lotto is, please? I'm a wee bit of a fan of his, and I would love to contact him. And if there is no way of me contacting him, could you let him know that he has a fan who would love to meet him or get an email from him at least? Thank you. Dominic.
Well, Dominic, I wonder what it is that Dominic likes about drawmaster Matt.
I don't know, because I don't know what Drawmaster Matt looks
He's
like.
He's always on. He's the most popular one, I
okay.
Is it just... the way he holds his hand up, do you think? The way he presses the button?
The gloves.
What could it be? It's Matt Chamberlain. That's his surname.
Right.
Dominic, I think it's a little bit weird that you...
Are you going to try and pass on Dominic's details to Drawmaster Matt?
I'll tell him, Dominic, that you're a fan, and let's leave it at that, shall we? And that way everyone's kind of not embarrassed.
You're just a bit jealous, aren't you?
Next.
Scott, not happy. I'm a breakfast show presenter in Swansea, and your Radio 1 cinema voiced ad has replaced mine, asking people to get their Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Sort it out. Jay, Swansea.
Sorry about that, Jay. Yeah, that's the Radio 1 ad where me and Zane and Westwood in the cinema try and persuade people to sing along with the music to A Space Oddity 2001.
I thought we'd say it was a theme music to This Is Your Life.
No, it's... that one. And apparently no one really sings. But it's quite weird because... Like, our voices are in, like, all over the place, all the different speakers.
More people would go for the ice cream, I think, wouldn't they, than sing along.
Probably. So, sorry about that, Jay. Sorry.
His advert's probably better.
I don't... not better, just different.
Yeah, sorry, that wasn't very corporate on me.
Really not.
No.
Next.
Hi there. I am writing because I am part of the Lil Chris Appreciation Society, and I wish his new track, Great British Summer, to be played on your radio station. We would be obliged if the track The Great British Summer from the superb new album What's It All About by Lil Chris. We believe it's a great song and deserves airtime. Please play the song as we all love it and believe it can be big. We just need your support. Thank you. Emma.
Well, thanks very much, Emma.
But no.
No, I like Little Chris and everything. I've not actually heard that track yet, so I'll have a little listen and see what I think.
Have you heard any of the album?
No, not as yet.
Got a sampler?
No. Not yet, no. Someone told me that there's a National Little Chris Day coming up.
Well, I got exactly the same email.
Oh.
Got sent. I think it must have been sent to all of us somehow. But mine came from somebody claiming they were the president of the Little,
of the
Chris,
Little Chris Appreciation Little Chris Society.
Appreciation.
All right, so you got someone higher.
Yeah. Well, lucky me, hey?
Yeah. Next.
Hi. Random question. I've met a few people with the surname Armstrong, but never a person called Legstrong. Have you, or any other listener? Joe from Devon.
Jeez.
Doesn't
seriously,
that much,
is this the best we can do?
Have you, though?
Legstrong? Mm. Never met a Legstrong, no?
Me neither.
I've never met an Armstrong either, I don't think. But I'm aware there are more Armstrongs than Legstrongs. What a pointless conversation. I know we do pointless conversations on this show, but seriously, that's taken it to a whole new level. Next.
Dear Scott, would you please tell me where Stupid Street is? I work near Selfridges and often have late lunches that are extremely dull. Looking around shops when I'm permanently skint has lost its fun. So I was hoping you could guide me to Stupid Street in the hope that my break might be livened up by being asked some random question for Oh, What's Occurring. I might actually be someone who would give either a correct or a sensible answer rather than the complete random rubbish some people come out with. Love you, Nat.
I don't think we can divulge where Stupid Street is, because it's then everyone will want a piece.
Exactly.
And loads of other radio stations will go there trying to speak to the stupid people.
Yeah.
And I'd just rather that we kept it to ourselves.
We can give her a clue and say it's very near Camp Cul-de-Sac.
It is.
And she must know where that is.
And it's not far from Radio 1 here in that London. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers and the so-called posh lady from Radio 4, who's merely a woman with a lovely voice. Not posh at all.
It's kind of true, actually. She knows some really dirty jokes.
Does she?
Yeah.
I'm a recent discoverer of your show out here in Dubai, having had a link sent to me via email of the clip of Dimitri, the Casanova of all Casanovas. Having heard you all laugh at him as much as I did, I thought there would be some merit in seeing what the rest of your show was like. So now I'm a daily listener of your podcasts on my drive to work. The traffic in Dubai is infamous, and I routinely spend 1 hour a day stuck in the car getting to work. This, as you can imagine, is quite unpleasant. But after discovering your show, I find myself looking forward to plugging my iPhone in and listening to your next show.
See, I can picture that, because I've been to Dubai quite a lot. I'd be sat on the Sheikh Zayed Road listening to our podcast.
Is that what you did when you got stuck in traffic?
Listen
to your own podcast to pass the time.
But you can be stuck in traffic in Dubai for a long time.
Keep up the great work. And should you ever want to replace Becky again with a parrot, I happen to have a grey African. But she only really speaks Arabic at this stage. Your fan from the desert, Mohammed.
Well, Mohammed, I think an Arabic parrot would be a brilliant.
Wouldn't we have kind of quarantine rules to...
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't it have to go into kennels for 6 months in case it had rabies or whatever?
Kennels?
Whatever the parrot equivalent is. All right, an aviary for 6 months.
Aviary.
Yeah, what did I say?
Aviary.
I didn't say aviary. I said aviary.
Anyway, nice offer, but I don't think we can do that. It's probably illegal and stuff.
P.S. Surely it's time for you to change your picture on the podcasts. It looks like you have just farted and you are smirking, waiting for people around you to realise what you've just done.
It's not the best picture.
That's your new publicity shot, isn't it?
No. It's this one on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, which you can download every day and get our best bits for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1 if you miss anything. Becky says I look like a young George Michael. And I don't think that's a good thing.
What?
It's not.
I don't think she said
really...
you look like a young George Michael. I think she said you look like George Michael. Haven't we had this discussion before, that you look like George Michael went in his... What was it, in the Come Outside video?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Come outside and play with my metal detector.
Enrique. Next.
Dear Scott, subject, why are you advertising this yoga website?
Eh?
Are you the guy in the photo on the right? I'm quite tempted to go. What are the classes like? Adam, Southampton.
Right, now the one that doesn't speak has just got this website up for you to see, Chappers. I haven't seen this yet. What is it all about?
It's a it is a yoga website.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nude yoga website.
Nude yoga?
Nude yoga. And there is a picture on there that could be you.
Can I have a look?
Yeah, if you want to turn it around.
Okay, I see what you've done there, but that is not me.
Are you sure?
Really sure.
There's the hair is very similar. The ears are very, very similar.
There's other photos on there which might be able to tell you whether it looks more like Scott or not. There's some examples of positions
right,
that they do.
I have never seen him in that position.
I've never seen me in that position.
No. Clothed. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
What are you doing there?
How do you do that?
You have to be really strong and open-minded to do that. Don't you? So you aren't.
That's not me advertising naked yoga.
Naked yoga.
No.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, you see. Yeah, you can see everything.
No. Thank you very much to that person, but no, that's not me advertising that.
Have you ever been to it?
No.
You can't look. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm looking you in the eye and telling you I haven't. There we are.
Okay.
Anything else you want to know? Scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Yeah, I'd like to. Have you ever tried to get in that position?
No, I have not. Scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. National Radio